This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. U.S. police reform legislation is moving forward. There will be votes on Democratic and Republican police reform proposals next week. The House of Representatives package would ban the use of chokeholds. It would also limit qualified immunity for police officers to make it easier for people who feel aggrieved by police actions to sue them for damages. And it would end no-knock warrants in federal drug cases. The Senate's plan would require state and local governments to report to the Justice Department on no-knock warrants and police raids. It would also limit eligibility for federal funding if police agencies do not have policies preventing chokeholds, except when deadly force is authorized. Police reform in the U.S. gained urgency after the death of George Floyd 3 weeks ago and the major protests across the country and around the world that followed since. Floyd, a black man, died in police custody after a white officer kneeled on his neck for several minutes. Evariste Ndayishimiye has been sworn in as Burundi's president. Ndayishimiye's swearing-in took place 2 months earlier than expected after the sudden death of outgoing President Pierre Nkurunziza. The new president was elected by securing just over 68% of the vote in the May election and overcame a bid by the opposition to get the results overturned because of alleged fraud. He was handpicked by the ruling CNDD-FDD party to succeed in Nkurunziza and will serve a 7-year term pending his reelection. We have the latest international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's capital city has brought its latest coronavirus outbreak under control, though a Chinese medical expert said Thursday Beijing can still expect sporadic new cases. The city has recorded 158 infections since confirming the first on June 11th in its worst outbreak since early February. The outbreak was traced to a wholesale food center. More than 448,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, more than 117,000 in the United States. Worldwide, the number of confirmed infections is well above 8.3 million and exceeds 2.1 million in the U.S. Latin America continues to see an explosion in COVID-19 cases, with Brazil being the epicenter and having the second highest number of deaths and infections globally. China on Thursday warned of countermeasures in response to President Trump signing legislation calling for sanctions over the repression of China's Uyghur Muslims, China demanding that Washington stop interfering in its affairs. The country's foreign ministry said in a statement, "The United States must bear all the consequences of any responses from Beijing," and urged Washington to stop harming China's interests. More than a year after the worst mass shooting in its modern history, New Zealand lawmakers have approved a new measure further tightening its gun laws. The bill approved Thursday includes a new nationwide firearms registry that will trace every gun in New Zealand. It also requires gun owners to inform the government when they buy or sell guns and shortens the duration of an individual firearms license from 10 years to 5. The new legislation follows a ban on military-style semi-automatic rifles and a weapons buyback program. That ban and new program were approved by Parliament shortly after an Australian man, a self-avowed white supremacist, massacred 51 Muslim worshippers at two mosques in Christchurch in March 2019. According to an internal document from Berlin seen by Reuters, the German government is sending a message to the EU states to prepare for a no-deal Brexit. It casts doubt on Britain's optimism that there will be an early deal on its future relations with the bloc. Britain quit the EU at the end of January and is now in a transition phase. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he has no intention of extending the transition beyond 2020, and he's impatient for a deal. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.